So we're still at this this place that sells very nice glasses of water, and we're continuing discussions about teach meets. And I'm going to turn it over to Darren now and say, have you ever actually been to a teach meet yourself, Darren?
Yes, I've been to quite a few actually.
Okay.
I quite enjoy them. They usually at least walk over with something you can use the next day in the classroom, which is always good. Most teachers are looking for those kind of things. So.
And as an ICT teacher, is there one thing you can remember that you thought you got from a teach meet that you may not have come across otherwise, any other way?
I've brought along colleagues along to teach meets before, and it's often good to see colleagues get excited about things
and doing
things in the classroom that they've seen at the teach meet you've taken them to, and they're very excited about.
And that can then lead to discussion with that colleague afterwards, and we could try it with that class. And have you ever presented yourself?
I have presented a few times at teach meets. Yes, so. No, it's usually about if you've got something you're really passionate about, you want something to share, you want to bounce around ideas with other teachers, it's a great opportunity to share those ideas. So I quite enjoy them.
And do you think there's a fear perhaps that, you know, if you're working in a school that you're competing against a school down the road and you're giving out some of your secrets, that they're going to use their secrets to help their children do better than...
I don't think that's the way teachers think. Teachers are a community, and they want to do the best for their students. And if they do their best for the students by sharing other ideas with other teachers, that's what they'll do. So I don't kind of look at it that way.
And just turning back to Matt for a moment. Matt, do you think that there's a need for a plenary at Teach Meets? Do you think that's a valid thing to have? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially at bigger events where you may have an introductory session with the host usually standing up and just doing a couple of housekeeping things, but very quick. And then you get into the presentations. And in fact, it's always good to have a couple. So maybe you have a few presentations and then you have a plenary or a discussion session, discussion time for people to get a drink, people to chat, meet the people who are presented and really make a connection.
Great, rather than it be talk one, talk two, bang, 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 and then before you know it, people are not able to handle
because,
it all.
Yeah. Because usually, the rule in Sydney at least has sort of been about 3 hours is your maximum, because you don't want people to take out too much of their evening, especially if they've got families and things like that. So, about 10 or so presentations is probably enough, because you've probably also got people who just can't. Well, you do. Everyone is busy and you're thinking about a million things and you don't necessarily have time to engage with 10 new ideas or 100 new ideas.
So is 3 hours like the norm, or is it 2 hours?
Two or three hours. It depends whether you have your break in the middle or amongst or at the end. Because if you have them, you've got to have a break at some time or a dedicated time at some point for people to connect. And then at bigger sessions, at longer sessions, I'd say at the longer ones, like the 3 hour ones, or at bigger ones where you have multiple rooms going at once or multiple sessions going at once, you need to bring everybody back together to remind them about, go back to the website, remember we're on Twitter, remember if you're not on Twitter, here's how to get there. Remember to get emails from a couple of people, you know, just to remind them about the norms, about how to connect. Because I think as teachers, we're not actually trained how to connect to each other.
No.
We're trained how to teach in based on a syllabus.
It's also important for the organiser to be rigorous with the times, I think, to
make
sure that people are kept to their times and don't go over. Because people may think what they've got to share is terribly interesting, but sometimes it's not.
Yes.
The organisers are strict with the times.
Is there a tradition you get a camel thrown at you at teach meets?
Stuffed toys.
So we really need like a stuffed raspberry we can throw at people.
Absolutely.
Rather than an actual raspberry pie, like the food products, because that wouldn't be nice to have pie in the face.
Yep.
Mind you,
if they go over time, it should look like Fruit Ninja, just a whole bunch of fruit coming towards
them. That's a great idea. How do you encourage people who either think, microphone, I'm not really comfortable with that, or the other way around is, people wouldn't want to listen to what I've got to talk about, this ego thing. Are there ways that we can win that over?
Well, there's always the first step, which is them actually coming and saying, I've got an idea. And you can never force that out of somebody. No. So quite often it's it's a responsibility of Teach Meet people who know about Teach Meet to actually tap people on the shoulder and say, you know what, that's a really great idea.
It's like one of those two-way trust
that's
things.
That's right, And let's be honest, 2 minutes isn't that long.
No.
And people freak out about it still, but, you know, 2 minutes, if you say to someone, look, you talk for about, say, even a short introductory lesson in your classroom is about 10 minutes to introduce a new idea. So 2 minutes isn't that much, you know, 4 slides or something like that if you're going to use PowerPoint. So you can do it, and it's just G'ing them up and getting them on stage. And even if they just need to watch the first time, they'll do it the next time.
Darren and Matt, it's been fascinating talking to you. I really hope we can keep up and find out what's happening in your travels and... with ICT and all the rest.
Thank you.